No Mind, Part 6. To gain free access to our soul reality, we must transcend our thinking mind. Sri Chinmoy explains, when there is no thought, just a vacant mind, light itself automatically forms its own divine thoughts and ideas. When we meditate, we do not think at all. The aim of meditation is to free ourselves from all thought. At that time, there is no form, there is no mind at all. Thinking has nothing to do with spiritual life or meditation. We have to go beyond thinking. How do we go beyond thinking? Through aspiration and meditation. The moment we start thinking, we play with limitation and bondage. Our thoughts, no matter how sweet or delicious at the moment, are painful, venomous, and destructive in the long run, because they limit and bind us. In the thinking mind, there is no reality. Each moment we are building a castle, and the following moment we are breaking it. When we go beyond thinking with the help of our aspiration and meditation, we can see and enjoy God's reality and God's vision together. Sri Chinmoy. In his famous poem, The Absolute, Sri Chinmoy expresses this exalted state of being. No mind, no form, I only exist. Now ceased all will and thought. The final end of nature's dance, I am it whom I have sought. A realm of bliss, bare, ultimate, beyond both knower and known. A rest immense I enjoy at last. I face the one alone. I have crossed the secret ways of life. I have become the goal. The truth, immutable, is revealed. I am the way, the God soul. My spirit aware of all the heights, I am mute in the core of the sun. I barter nothing with time and deeds. My cosmic play is done. Sri Chinmoy.